This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been more than 15 years. 1998 is when it was, since what's called the Master Settlement went into effect. The agreement between the states and the tobacco industry that obliged cigarette companies to basically reimburse states for the costs of health care for smokers and to fund programs to get people to stop smoking. There's a new report out today from ProPublica that shows not only aren't those programs being funded, but in fact, many states are now deeply in debt as a result of that settlement. Cesar Podkol wrote that piece. Cesar, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
I think probably we ought to start by laying out the terms of this settlement from 1998, right? That is whence all this money comes from.
Yeah, so in 1998, the attorneys general of 46 states, the District of Columbia, and five territories settled with Big Tobacco to pay them money in perpetuity, billions of dollars in perpetuity to reimburse the states for smoking-related health care costs.
And it was money that was going to come from cigarette sales, right?
Well, precisely right. It's directly tied to the volume of cigarettes that get sold.
Got it. And then you write, after this deal is done, the ink barely being dry, Wall Street comes a-knocking and says, hey, we've got an idea.
That's right. A couple of the attorneys general told us that immediately after a settlement was done, they started getting pitches from Wall Street bankers who came to the states and said, hey, you know, there's a risk that if people smoke less, then this revenue stream might decline. So why don't you shed that risk to investors who would buy bonds backed by the settlement monies so the money would flow to them. And then in return, you'd have this upfront cash.
And that part of it does make some sense, right? Investors take the risk instead of the public, right?
Right. And that was the rationale behind the deals. Now, the plan was always that the states would be able to pay this back early. The projections that bankers used to sell the bonds were very optimistic at the time. They assumed that smoking would decline, but it would decline at a lesser pace than what we see today. What that means is there just simply isn't enough money available to repay this debt early.
I want to make sure I understand what's happening as a result of this securitization of the tobacco debt. What is basically happening in practice is that investors are getting this money stream from the settlement instead of the states and the people.
Precisely. Every year in April, a wire goes out from the tobacco companies to Citibank, and Citibank, wires the money out to states. If the state has done a tobacco deal to, securitize the proceeds, once the wire comes in, the state doesn't get to keep that cash. It doesn't go into the general fund. It skips the general fund, and obviously it will then go to the investors.
The place where a lot of states are getting into trouble or have gotten into trouble are these things called capital appreciation bonds. What are they?
A capital appreciation bond is basically a type of borrowing where instead of paying, interest and principal down over the life of the bond, what you're doing is you're just letting that interest accrue and get added onto the principal and the accrued amount and sort of build and build and snowball until, not 30 years, but in many times we found these bonds had term lives of 40, 50, sometimes even more than 50 years, where the interest would grow into, many billions of dollars.
You make special mention of the state of Ohio, whose treasurer back then was Richard Cordray, now the guy running the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, right? They borrowed, $319 million in these capital appreciation bonds, and they will owe at maturity in 2047 $6.6 billion, right? So
2047 and 2050, there's right. Two different maturities, but if you added it all up, it's 319.
Right. The middle of the century will be bad news for the state of Ohio.
Well, like most of the states that did this, Ohio created a separate authority to sell these bonds, meaning that these debts would be only the sole obligation of the authority and not of the state of Ohio. However, many analysts we talked to said it would be natural for bondholders to come knocking on the state's doors and say, hey, you sold us this product that's defaulted. We're buyers of your other debt. Can you help us out? So that conversation is likely to happen.
It's pretty easy to see who the losers are. Right. In the securitization of this tobacco debt, I'm going to go way out on a limb here and guess that Wall Street is the winner.
Oh, by far. Absolutely the biggest winners. Just for, the fees that banks earned alone, it was about $400 million. And then if you add in the money that the consultants and then the lawyers, earned on top of that, you get well over $500 million they've collected so far in doing these deals, many of which now are going to be heading into default, meaning nonpayment. And as a result, we already see bankers pitching their services to states, as I just mentioned, to help fix the situation.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah. And then once they fix the situation, of course, they get even more money. So the fees are going to keep coming into Wall Street.
There is a link to this piece on our website, marketplace.org, of course. Cesar Podgol writes on finance for ProPublica. Cesar, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.